Could I start by asking your name, please?
Harry O'Brien, they call me. W.H. O'Brien is my bullet title.
And where were you born, Mr. O'Brien?
I was born in Nanaimo, Vancouver Island. Coal mining town, of course.
When were you born?
1914.
When did you come to Burnaby?
Burnaby come 1927.
With your family?
Yes, my father and mother and four, five other children, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Do you know why your family chose to come to Burnaby?
Well, my mother was a school teacher, and this promoted being out on Vancouver Island. We were quite a ways from town, and 10 miles from town, and she wanted us to be better educated, so she thought that coming to Vancouver was to educate her family.
Well, in 1927, was Burnaby considered Vancouver?
More or less in those days, yes. It was Greater Vancouver. But we considered ourselves separate.
Whereabouts in Burnaby did you settle the family?
Inman Avenue.
What was the area like around Inman Avenue?
Oh, very nice in those days. It was quite. On Inman Avenue itself was quite populated. There was a few vacant lots. There wasn't too many. But over towards Patterson, down towards Willingdon, was quite bushy country. Large alders and so on and so forth. Beautiful country to walk through. And streams and one thing and another, which was really beautiful in Burnaby in them days. Today, this is all gone. It's all developed into garden village, as they call it today.
How big were most of the lots that people had around there?
Most of the lots, some lots were just about divided up into 50 foot and 60 foot lots, and then there was acreage as well. There was some acreage. Some was as high as up to 5 acres, but we had just a little over an acre. But a lot of them were 1 and 2 acre lots. But most of them had houses on fruit trees and mostly well kept up at that particular time.
What did most of the people do in that area? Do you know where they worked, what they did?
Oh, we had BC Electric men. We had people that worked for municipality. We had people that painted, painters and carpenters. Remember one fellow by the name of Mr. Shatford, he was a carpenter. I worked with him for off and on, and I thought I was getting a very good wage at that time, 50 cents an hour.
That was while you were at school you were working with him?
No, this is after I left school. I left school in 28. I only put 2 years in school here. In the 30s I worked with him. He was a very good carpenter. He was an English carpenter. And we had gardeners, very good gardeners around there. Mr. Hillier, he was one of our better gardeners around there. Fred Hillier was his name.
Burnaby seems to have been a municipality of gardeners.
Yes. And there was an awful nice piece of ground on Patterson. That is just about as far as Patterson went, and down north of Bond Street was more or less all bush country. But south of Patterson, up the Kingsway, was pretty well populated. It all broke up into lots, except for one Chinese garden there. I was trying to think of, we had Johnny England, used to be the fuel man over there. He had two or three trucks, and several drivers, and family of four or five. They're still in Burnaby here. And quite popular people at that particular time, because fuel was hard to get sometimes.
What, did he cut fuel and then sell it?
No, he brought in slab wood from the sawmills, that's what it was. We could have cut our own wood, when we first came there, there was no thought of cutting wood, because we didn't we thought we were poaching on government land or something, I don't know, because we didn't do those things on Vancouver Island. We cut wood on our own property, but we never cut wood on municipal property or government property. But we soon got out of that when the Hungry 30s come along. We cut wood wherever we could cut wood and brought it home the best way we could, on our backs and wheelbarrows and what have you. Anything at all just to get it home. We even had a two-wheeled wheelbarrow pair that we used to load up with wood and bring it home.
Well, what were you doing when the Hungry 30s hit? You'd just left
school? I was just leaving school in 1929. In the spring of 29, I could have had many jobs. By the time I got out of school in June, the balloon had bust and things were going very bad. In fact, everybody was crying inflation or depletion or whatever they called it them days, and they call it the Great Depression. And it was more or less a panic at that time, and people had been led to believe that to borrow money on property in some places where they borrowed money on their property, and they found that in no time they couldn't make the payments, even though the payments were very small in those days. They just didn't have the money to make the payments, and some people had property that would sell for maybe $500 to $800, and all they owed against it was a couple of $100, and people would walk in and say, tell them to get off, because they owed it to them. And this was very unfair, and these evictions were protested by the working organization in Burnaby quite strongly in time. In fact, one protector, they had about 25 mounted policemen there to see that we didn't do any damage or didn't hurt ourselves or something. I don't know exactly what the thing was, but I guess they would have hurt us if we had stood in their way. But when there was so many of them, and on horseback, we didn't protest too much, but we at least showed that we already had strength anyway. And it protested to the municipality, but it didn't do any good.